For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Should be as well. Tell your smart speaker to play 92.3 The Fan.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Bennigan's taking care of all of us today. And Voldnick's taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. We're talking about the Guardians' lack of offense. And Dan dug up some numbers that are going to make you cry, Andy. We're going to hear from Razor in Ravenna first. Hello, Razor.
What's up, Razor?
Hey, good afternoon, Jeff and Andy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Enjoying the show on this dreary day, that's for sure.
I hear you. All right, what do you got for us?
I think the number two spot in our batting lineup has been too much of a revolving door without enough consistency, and that's just killer for any team that's trying to function in the major league. And I think a solution temporarily, maybe long term, we've seen it before, people might not be happy. But Jimenez, I think, needs to be back at number two. So Kwan and Ramirez and Naylor can be complemented with a guy that can at least hit 250.
And he's been better since the All-Star break. He's had a better go of it, Razor. So
I love his glove. And I wouldn't take too many laughs about Miles Straw right now with some of the plays in the outfield that have not been made.
Okay, Razor, thank you very much. I know you want Miles back. I want the bat who can drive in some runs. That's Florial. Let's just see. And I say that based on a couple of things, Andy. Since after the All-Star break, okay? Since the All-Star break, Stephen Kwan, who was, you know, flirting with 400, since the All-Star break, has hit 225. That's not good. David Fry, who was hitting 360, since the All-Star break, David's hitting 230. That's not good. Bo Naylor's hitting 183. Brian Rocchio is hitting 175. Lane Thomas is hitting 113, as we said, since he's been here.
It's a Guardians Therapy Monday.
Hold on. Daniel Schneeman is hitting 163 since the All-Star break. Tyler Freeman is hitting 188 since the All-Star break. And Austin Hedges, top of the Faber pledge class at 200. So add all those up, and what do you get? Here are Menigan's numbers. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Over the last 30 games, 28 games actually played, so that's the time. Mm-hmm. The Guardians are hitting 218 as a team. That's 28th in Major League Baseball. Their on-base percentage is 276. That's second to last in Major League Baseball. Second to last. This is since July 20th. And their slugging percentage, which has always been the, yeah, but look at the slugging percentage, they're doing okay, is 367, which is 27th in Major League Baseball. Now, I don't think you can just take guys who might not be good hitters and turn them into good hitters in mid-August. So what do? I mean, you must pick up the offense if you want to go ahead and try and win this division. It's, to me, it's odd that so many guys are not hitting since the All-Star break. And I don't know a better word to use than odd, do you?
It's just, you know, like hitting is contagious? It is, both ways. I'm not trying to say anything that's the rocket science, but you know, you know when you're in a lineup and things are getting hot, everybody starts to feel that same kind of confidence when they go up to the plate. I think what's surprising to me, though, is that the lack of offense they were able to have over the weekend, because Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, but I must have heard 10 times this weekend what a great place that was. That is for hitters. Like, hitters love it's not it, what is what's the insurance company now? Great American or something?
It's always going to be Miller Park.
Miller Park. But just hearing that, you know, that that's such a great place to hit. That's such a great place to hit. Guys get their confidence there, that they feel good, that between that and Cincinnati, they're the best places to go to hit, that they just hitters love it. And to watch what the Guardians were able to do this weekend in a place that was notorious for, you know, making hitters feel more confident, that's not good. That's, I mean, how long were they no hit yesterday? Ugh. I thought they were going to get no hit yesterday, you know, and I just don't have the confidence I think maybe some other people have in this team, especially when you're looking at trying to piecemeal everything together. What thrift shop. Like, it feels like things are outside of, like, Ramirez and, you think Kwan. It's everything feels like a thrift shop with this team. It's true.
I think that's very true.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do here? I mean, I said this before with, you know, Amed Rosario being DFA'd by the Dodgers. If they could go get him, I would have gone and got him. They couldn't. Reds grabbed him. But you have three utility guys, basically. You know, you have Tyler Freeman, you have Schneeman. That there's two, and I'm not going to say Rocchio is a utility guy because he's not. I think he's the best defensive shortstop we have. But those three guys, Rocchio 175, Schneeman 163, Freeman 188, since the All-Star break. Sorry, you don't need all three. I mean, so they can play a lot of positions. And I don't really include Rocchio in that because he's, you know, almost primarily a shortstop, obviously. Mm-hmm. But nothing against Daniel Schneeman, great story. Nothing against Tyler Freeman, great story. And they've both been effective at times this year. You don't need two guys who can play a lot of positions, who are primarily, at least coming up, infielders, hitting 163 and 188 since the All-Star break. Get one of them out of here. Say, hey, thank you. Go down and be sharp. Find your swing again, like Will Brennan did. And we're going to bring up Miles Straw.
At this point, why
Andy,
not?
I would rather have Miles Straw here than Schneeman or Freeman.
And
especially since they're playing center field.
And they're paying him. They're paying him a lot of money
paying
to
him
be
regardless.
In Columbus.
I mean, they got to pay him regardless. But I would bring up Floreal. Floreal has some oomph in his bat. Maybe when he's, now that he's hot in Columbus, maybe that carries over here. It worked for Will Brennan. Will's up and is doing a pretty nice job. Maybe it'll work for Esteban Floreal. Highly thought of Yankee prospect at one time.
I'm for it. I do whatever they need to do. I look at these games over the last 2 days, especially, where you only gave up two runs in both games, and you couldn't win those games. That stings. That's not the kind of loss this team can take and expect to have success. They gave up four runs in the last two games, and they scored one. They had four over the weekend. Something's got to happen. If you want to have more confidence in this thing, running down to, you know, you got last week of August here. Again,
You think Stephen Vogt's doing anything wrong? I find it hard to blame the manager.
I know, but there are times you wonder why sometimes he does, and that's being a manager. And I don't have any, like, I'm not sitting here criticizing him, but I also know this is his first run as a manager down the stretch. And, you know, you're running the marathon, and then you're wondering if Kansas City's just drafting behind you. You know, Minnesota just drafting behind you. And then all of a sudden you're going to hit that last leg and they're going to come around the corner and they're going to pass you.
Can I throw two other names at you?
Sure.
Last 15 days in Columbus, Kyle Manzardo hitting .238. He's hit three home runs, though. And are you sitting?
Yeah, I am. Oh, let me check. Yeah, I'm sitting.
Gabe Arias.
Ooh, what's he doing?
.303.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, we're looking, Dan's snickering over there. You know what, Dan? You should be snickering.
If the answer to your question is Gabriel Arias, you probably need to find a new question.
I don't know that the answer is. What I know is that we have a question that they don't have an answer to yet.
From what I'm staring at here, they're hitting a boatload of lazy fly balls.
Just as a team. Oh, you're saying the big
league. Yep, just grabbing team percentages and that stuff. They're hitting a bunch of lazy fly balls. So I partially wonder if it's when Andrew Siciliano brought it up, which is, hey, they're throwing you a lot of breaking balls, a lot of changeups, that kind of stuff.
And guys are getting out in front of it.
Stuff that are getting out in front, which usually causes lazy fly balls. Either that or usually bang them into the dirt, but they're hitting lazy fly balls out of it. I think it's one of those where maybe a off day today followed by a, you know, hey, everybody, FYI, we're getting a whole lot of breaking balls. You're going to want to sit back a little bit more and make those adjustments, you know, maybe change the machines a little bit on top of that. Again, I assume they're doing such things to begin with, but I'm not looking at anything down in AAA and going, my answer is there.
No, Dan, I'm not either, except for one thing. The answer is not on the major league roster.
It's going to have to be at this point of the year, man. Unless you think the Rangers yard sale that's going to take place of all their guys on waivers, some of those guys are going to find their way down to you, which I doubt because your record is too good in waivers that you're going to run into. Like, remember last year we ended up with Lucas Giolito, Matt Moore, and Ronaldo Lopez because the guards' record at that point was like right on the fringe that they could grab all those guys. Well, there's talk that the Rangers are going to do the same thing that the Angels did last year and unload a whole bunch of guys that might be free agents on the tail end to save some dough. If that ends up being the case, maybe a couple of those slip through the cracks and you could go there. But boy, I'm not looking in the minors and going, yep, that's the guy that's going to solve the problem. The guys who are going to solve the problem are the guys that are sitting on his bench. And it's time to look at them and go, gentlemen, you're hitting a whole bunch of lazy fly balls. Square some stuff up. Let's go.
Yeah, okay.
Get back to walking.
Great. Those are great words, Dan. Have you...
I don't have a better solution.
I got a name for you.
Oh, goodness.
You bring in Steven Vogt because he's already got a uniform. He's going to start hitting now?
No. He had some power, man. An all-star
hitter.
Team.
All-star.
243 batting average, current free agent. Had 5 home runs this year. Started his career here. Urshela, free agent. RD, my man.
He was DFA'd, right?
Yep.
Where are you going to play him?
I don't know. I'm just trying to get a bat in the lineup. DH him. Do whatever you need to do.
I'd rather bring up Floreal.
All right. I'm just throwing it. I need to get somebody who can hit the ball. Just somebody who can spark this lineup a little bit.
I get that. Jonathan Rodriguez? Or are he... You ever see he and... And Junkenzie Noel together?
Are they the same guy? I don't know. You're implying they're one and the same?
I don't know. I thought Rodriguez looked pretty good when he was up here. I know he didn't hit very well, but I thought this is the kind of guy I want out there. Folks, you have any answers? Because things are getting a little tight. And maybe they don't have to get tight. But man, you're not hitting.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.